come as sisters, not knowing they are sinners. In a ship, clothing was a wolf with a sweet top, begging and crying to us for nothing else but our votes. We trusted your words, we believed in you when you convinced us that our votes count. Little did we know that we were living under your darkness. Yes, we voted, yes, it counted. But not for too long, you vanished into the sky like the sun on a cloudy day. Nothing reminds you of us. You are now locked in a dictionary that defines development as greed. How are we to progress when your so-called visions have been choked with flooding bank accounts? You sinners.
I cry day and night when I see people in upper positions behave like a catalyst instead of them being the reactors in the experiment. But they conduct others who are already suffering to suffer for them. In their saying they speak, we have much to lose.
You preachers, do you practice what you preach? Do you follow what you teach? Sometimes I wish Jesus was around. Maybe you'd stop playing around with God's word. You call yourselves God's messengers, but when the world eats you up, you become Facebook messenger and change features. You stand in front of the congregation acting like you know what you're doing, yet you alone in private are busy watching pornography using a TikTok bundle that you bought using church offering. You tell us that we'll make it in this life, yet you have no fear and respect for the one above who makes what life is. I wonder who founded the business called Deliverance, because I think it's not fair to pay money for a prophecy that you spend sleepless nights designing and it even won't come true. You cheated.
Things I see make me wonder if I deserve my eyes. People kill and they call it business. People steal and they call it being homeless. People are no longer scared of death because death is the only thing that can give them peace.
And I see you.
You drive a fancy car. You have a good fashion sense. You have a good job that pays big money.
Check.
But this should not be a path to take advantage of the people in the society. We accept the fact that we are less privileged, but we'll be more privileged if you respect our rights and stop using us as slaves. Today, you pass with a friendly smile. Next is a friendly wave. Next is a friendly touch as you undress and squeeze the innocence out of a 16-year-old girl. All because you want to satisfy your selfish desires. But who am I to judge? I too am just a sinner.
I have seen black race being a discrimination, a disqualification. They call us monkeys, forgetting that they too are just monkeys, only that they are white like the inside of a banana. I have seen people change, mutate, just like the turtles, for them to be accepted. Indeed, we all sinners, cause from the point that I'm standing, this is us literally telling God that we know better.
If I choose to be quiet, I choose to blind my sight, I choose not to fight. But my eyes are tired of feasting on depression and stagnant education. We are hooked up in frustration, yet we are the solution to this so-called corruption. Therefore, I choose my voice, I choose to fight, I choose a better tomorrow, I choose a better world free from sinners.
And I see you.
I have seen people addicted. I have seen pastors do the unspoken. I have seen judges get corrupt like a computer file for the sake of money. They say money answers all. For my sake, my question is, who answers to sinners? Before I take my gun and point it to my face and hoping I'll never ask again.